Winnipeg. This is Rami Mays, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Tang on the Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM.
We'll fix that in editing. Don't worry. Welcome, Rami Mays.
Here she is. That was just like, here, Rami, read this. Go.
we'll do the big fancy one later.
Yeah, one where I get my Elvis going.
Yeah. So there you go. There's something from the archives, Off the Wagon.
I loved that band. That was so much fun.
Classic Winnipeg roots thing. One of the early things from that whole scene.
And it was the start of the D-Rangers, too.
That's right, yeah.
Christy and Jackson and Chris Sewell, that's how they started in a band right there.
Yeah. And well, it's certainly the first time I saw you. I remember you seeing you with the band at the World Next Door Festival.
Yeah, I think that was my last gig with them.
You disappeared shortly thereafter. That was before the record came out, too, wasn't it?
I came back. We were finished recording it that week when I was back in town, and then I left town right after that. So I guess I never really got to celebrate it coming out. but I had one.
Yeah. So this is a bit of history. So what happened to you after that? You went out west?
Yeah, well, I was I actually believed I didn't really like country bluegrass music at the time. I thought it was really dry. But I guess I wasn't really doing a lot of singing in that band. I was doing a lot of harmony singing and I was doing a lot of 1/4/5 rhythm guitar playing and harmony singing. And when I was in the band for about 8 months, and I had the itch to still travel and still play my own tunes and see more of the world and that kind of stuff. So that's all I did. I just kept traveling and I started writing. But everything I wrote had a bluegrassy country twist to it after that, no matter what I did anyway. So I traveled a lot. And then I ended up on Vancouver Island. That's where I ended up living for a while until I moved back here.
Well, and we're glad you did. And and the big show happening this Friday at the West End Cultural Center.
Yeah, really excited about it.
Yeah, the album is finally out. It's here. We got to hear it live back in the summer.
Yeah, in
just,
June.
Just
yeah.
After you'd recorded it, Gurf was in town, and the big thing going on at the High and Lonesome Club.
That was quite the night, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
A really rare chance to have Gurf playing on the album with us live. That was super fun.
Yeah, that was a treat.
He would have come to this, except he just, on Friday is the first day he's starting recording with Mary Gauthier is doing a new album.
Ah.
So that's the first day of recording.
Wow.
And, you know. You know, at that point, he said, you could switch the date and I can make it. And I just said, well, I'm not switching the date now. Mm. It's been set in stone for, you know, a couple months. And at that point, but I let fate just let that one go, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's too bad. But yeah, who needs them? You got folks like Dan Walsh.
Yeah.
In town and in the studio. Hey,
yeah.
Dan.
Hey, now.
Welcome back to Winnipeg, Walsh. You're home away from home.
Are you not an official Winnipegger yet?
Not yet.
Well, we'll get you soon enough.
Sooner.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
So yeah, here it is. Where is it? I got it here somewhere. Here it is. Sweet Something Steady.
Yeah.
I had our sister show pick one up for me from Alberta. Jeff Robson brought us back one.
Oh, cool.
And so we've had it a while. And yes, it's quite the album, boy. It's it was great to hear it live that night at Times Change, but the big official package is just so much nicer.
Pretty proud of it. I'm excited. I feel really passionate about it. I feel like everybody, we all just played our best, you know, and that it all came together in such a short amount of time. So much passion, so much gusto, you know, and there's all this mojo all over the album. And gusto and mojo. But at this point, like I've been saying, you know, I want everyone to have it. You know, basically, I just want everyone to have that because it's the best thing I have to represent myself now. I don't have to me, I feel like I don't have to say, oh, I'm kind of like this or I'm kind of like that or you should check it out or I do this or I do that. Just here's the album, you know, and if you like it, then we're in business. And if you don't, we'll never get along. So it's that easy.
Well, there's no reason not to like it, boy. And before we hear something all fancy from it, I think we're going to hear some actual live music in the studio here. Are you
sure.
Ready to do something?
Are you about ready? I was just thinking Long Way Home. It just popped into my head. It's a really hard one to sing sitting on the radio like this, but we'll try our best. This is a song that Tom Foti from the D-Rangers and I wrote together. It's on the album and will be played at the release on Friday. 1, 2, 3. You're no longer 17, and life it ain't a movie savage scream. Bullet doesn't seem so mean no more. When you're standing at the dance, no one taught you about romance, taking second glances out the door. It's a long way home. You see the finish line, it's further all the time. It's a long way home. You're on your own, you're all alone. St. Peter sitting at the bar, a whiskey sour big cigar. He don't care which kind of harm you feed on. He's sitting with St. Augustine, bleeding heart of grenadine. He don't even know which side he's on. It's a long way home. You see the finish line, further all the time. It's a long way home. You're on your own, you're all alone. Stakes. He swears he's never bet the ace of hearts. You try to learn right from wrong. In church you sang the gospel song. They were stringing you along from the start. It's a long way home. You see the finish line, gets further all the time. It's a long way home. You're on your own, you're all alone.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a warm-up. Yeah. Holy.
So Tom Foti, not just a pretty boy muck bucketer.
Yeah, well, wherever I went on the road, Dan could testify to this. I always talk about the Derangers just about every single show. And there's a couple segues that always work because they're so involved in my musical life. But I always explain to people that, you know, he's this crazy guy who plays the muck bucket. Explaining, of course, what the muck bucket is if they don't know. And then I get to tell people that, you know, this quiet guy that nobody knows, and so just this, nobody even, you know, would think that Twisty talks, you yeah. know? And he's this brilliant songwriter, you know? He's this brilliant guy. He's got golden years. I think that if Gurf didn't come to Winnipeg, he would have probably been my next pick for producer on the album.
Wow. Yeah. Well, he's the Kaiser Soze of Winnipeg.
He really is, yeah. Like, underrated or under the radar, you know, yeah. for sure, but an unspoken hero.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Well, that was a nice credit to see. That surprised me. But,
yeah. I knew that I was excited to that song was going to make the album. We were going to do it because I knew that it would excite me to be able to write that. You know, yeah. Let everybody know.
So I saw you in the crowd at the Cor Blund show the other night.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Does Grant still let you sing the song about him now that he's a big famous country star?
Well, I wrote it while he was still a big famous country star, so I wrote it about him being, you know, basically. Alice Ramsey, who the other, it's about Grant and Alice, of mm-hmm. course, the song. She's going to get up at the CD release and sing that song with us.
Oh, cool!
She's a great singer too that nobody knows about. But that's the way Winnipeg is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But, if you know, ideally what I had suggested was, Grant, are you going to be in town October 6th? Tell me you are, because I've played with Grant in the past. He's on the Living Room Sessions album, and, I mean, how cool would that have been if Grant and Alice both got up for that song?
Yeah.
You know, that was sort of a dream in my mind. But he's obviously out of town, as he always is now. So, but Alice is going to get up and sing, so that's cool.
Wow. Well, it is bittersweet, but it sort of makes sense in relation to the song. In the lyrics. Yeah. And
well, that's what it's about, him being away and then being able to hack that, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, well, I mean, then there's me, right? Who has no one waiting at home for them.
And there's
I don't
songs
know which is worse,
that.
You know? Yeah. And that's what the rest of the entire album is about.
But it's gonna be quite the lineup on Friday night.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great.
Give us a rundown of what exactly is gonna happen.
All right, I've put it together like the last waltz. Well, I got excited about the idea of filming it as a live concert. So it's gonna be eventually a DVD, a live concert DVD.
Ooh.
So that's gonna be happening. So with that in mind, I decided I wanted everybody that I could squish in onto that stage, not at the same time, but that were sort of crucial to moments in the last few years. I'm going to do a little bit of a chronology of the last few years. So it starts out with Chris Carmichael and myself. A few years back, we had that project, Maze and Carmichael. And so we start out with that. Then Jackson and Twisty from the Derangers come up type of thing, and that's going to be part of the temporarily employed phase of that. And then we get Dan Walsh coming up, which is, you know, definitely bringing us to the acoustic now. And I think I'm still planning to, at that point, probably present a new song that I've written I've never done on stage that I wrote. And I'll probably do that solo. So that's taking us up to the acoustic half of the set. There's going to be a little bit of a break. And then we're going to present the entire full band with the full album. And we're going to have guests like Sarah Dugas and Andrina Turen from Rudimental and Madrigaya. And we're going to have Alice Ramsey, as I mentioned. In the first half, Rob Wrigley from Stony Point, bluegrass band. And Chris Sewell, also from the Derangers, are going to get up. And I think that's the heart of the guests. I think that's pretty much it. My daughter Ashley is getting up at the last song. She's on the album as well.
Oh, is she? Is she on the last
she's
song?
She's on the last song.
Boy, I mean, it's a great record, but that song just jumps out.
Yeah,
it's
that
like,
song's pretty big. Yeah,
That's awesome, yeah.
I love that song, too, actually. That's I think, one of my two favorites on the album right now. So that's the finale. You know, I should not detailed it so much. I'm not sure.
Yeah, everybody knows the show now.
Yeah, you don't have to come. There
you
go. Well, there it was.
Stay home.
Yeah.
There's Law and Order has got to be on that night.
Isn't the Trailer Park Boys movie going to be on?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The
DVD will be out.
Don't worry
it
about it. Yeah. And Jason Nowicki from the Perps, the Perpetrators, he's emceeing the night.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it should be pretty fun. Ken McMahon is the drummer. I should mention that.
Yeah.
Because Chris Carmichael doubled as the drummer
on the
album.
Okay, sure, yeah.
So obviously we couldn't clone him, though I'd like to. So Ken McMahon is filling in those shoes, which are big shoes to fill, but Ken has big feet. Mm. So it's working out pretty good. We had our first rehearsal with him last night, and it was it blew my mind. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Wow. Well, it's going to be an amazing
night. It really is. I'm really excited. I'm so lucky, and I'm so honored, and I'm so excited.
Yeah. And then it continues after that.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be quite that big. I think that's going to be the climax of October for me.
Yeah.
I'm actually laying pretty low right now. Like, for the most part, September and October has been off the road time.
Mm-hmm.
And just digging into Ashley's grade 1 year.
Oh,
and, you know,
boy, that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
And giving Dan a break from me. And, but in October, I think the WCMAs is the next sort of major thing.
Yeah, are you going to be playing part of that?
Yeah, I was given a show for that with Leroy Stagger and Jay Semko, who used to
cool,
be from
yeah.
Northern Pikes.
Sure.
So the three of us will be doing a show actually at the Times Change on October 20th. And shortly thereafter, I'm mostly doing things in rural Manitoba and a little bit out of town. And then I leave in November back on the road to West Canada and U.S.
Mm. Yeah. So how tough is it going to be to go into the States with this thing all by your lonesome?
Well, I won't be alone. And I don't think it's going to be too hard because of GERF. Well, GERF, the whole tour I'm doing in Texas is with GERF. So we're releasing it at the Cactus Cafe in Austin, which is like one of the best listening rooms and well-known for its great acts. So I'm really, really fortunate to get a gig there. And because of that gig, I think it was really easy to start booking around that. And Sam Baker is another guy.
Oh, sure.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, great,
because
he's a little under the radar as well, but he's sickly talented. He's amazing. Yeah, he's brilliant. So a lot of the tour is GERF Morlick, Sam Baker, and myself.
Oh.
And so that wasn't really that tricky to get good gigs and to get rooms that would be listening rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do a lot of like songwriter stuff and a lot, you know, along, like in Texas, there's a lot of song swap, writers in the round type stuff, and it's really respected. And you can, you know, play that to a bar and they're going to listen.
Wow.
And there was talk. I mean, there was talk of us trying to put together a full band down there, but I don't know that I'm going to bother. I think that it'll be all right. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's, I mean, it's the way we've seen you for the last few years.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
been
that,
great.
I worried about that too. You know, I worried about that, that once the, we made this great big album with all these big sounds, how the hell are we going to emulate it on the road? Dan, Chris, and I did that all of August. We did a CD release tour and some festivals through July and August. And, it works well. I mean, you know, you have the songs, right? And if you like the songs, you'll get them on the album.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, when they're that good, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Yeah. So we should maybe hear something from the album. Now, you mentioned Bible. The last song was one of your two favorites. What's the other one?
Desperately is, well, it's hard to say. When I started thinking of them, there's, I was like, oh, and this one, and this one. But Desperately is one that Chris Carmichael and I wrote together. And I don't really, I don't know where it came from. It's really a style that I've never written before. And I just, I really like how it seems intense to me, you know? So, yeah, so that's Desperately.
All right.
Yeah.
From the brand new release, Sweet Something Steady. Here's Rami.
Just 'cause I'm strong don't mean that I'm happy. Just 'cause you're wrong don't mean that I can't be. Just 'cause I see you with your lady, well, that doesn't mean you don't mean maybe. I'm free don't mean that I'm searching. It's when she sees that you got her working, and if she can't breathe, you gotta feed her. There I'll be helping you need her.
Oh, yeah.
that's what I'm thinking. Just 'cause I'm here don't mean I ain't empty. You just call me deep and I'll give you plenty.
Hey, this is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There you go. That's that's professionalism for you.
I could have been a radio DJ, you know.
Yeah, you should. You should get a show.
Yeah. What would I call it?
I don't know. Joanne had a show on UMFM for a while.
Well, she deserves a show.
Yeah.
She is a show.
Yeah, I miss her show. Yeah. But there we go. We heard something from the album there, Desperately, from Sweet Something Steady. And a gorgeous package, too.
Brendan Ehinger and Dustin Leader. Yeah, Brendan Ehinger does... he was in the band Vagiants, actually.
Oh,
with
right.
With
Joanne
Rodriguez,
okay.
Speaking of. But he also does a lot of the artwork for Derangers and a lot of the posters for a lot of the heavier bands. He used to do a lot of that. He's extremely... He does a lot of work for local publications and stuff, too. But he's super talented, and so he did the artwork. And Dustin Leader took all the photos, who's a really solid... He used to be in Lederhosen, Dustin Leader.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So musicians gone artsy.
Yeah. Well, this is... I mean, this and the Derangers album are like the two best packages I've seen.
I think I'm
going
to submit that for artwork to the Junos.
Yeah. Oh, it should, for sure.
Just because no one's ever done that for Brendan, and he deserves it, even if it's just nominated, and just, you know, it's good for me, too, if it's up there anyway. But I just think that... I should have gone Digipak. That was sort of what I was thinking. It would have been sweeter if it was all, you know, nice material. I might eventually do that, but
the limited edition deluxe, bonus DVD.
The DVD. There you go. And maybe that's a good way to release the DVD. Yeah. Double package. Cool. Yeah.
Well. So what'd you think of that show last week, anyways?
The big Corb show?
The Corbin and Brood.
Well, I love Elliot Brood.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah.
I was so happy to see them.
Yeah, I'm super biased, too. Like, I love those guys. I think they're just awesome. Like, I'm friends with them, and I was so happy they're in town, and I loved their show. I think they have a really cool sound, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I was the very first time they played here. It was at the Collective. There was me and two other people there.
Yeah.
So,
It's like that. And then they got a Juno nomination. So
did they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they were nominated this year for something. And
Band.
Yeah,
in the world.
Coolest band ever. Coolest trio since is ZZ Top a trio?
Yeah,
that's what I meant. It's since ZZ Top. My ignorance coming out again. Damn it. Yeah, I just had a moment there. Anyways, but and Corb's show was good. You know, the coolest part was they came, you know, there was the campfire nights at the Times Change.
Yeah, happened. I passed out halfway through his show. What happened there that
okay.
night?
Okay. What, did someone spike you? Oh, no, you said you were so tired. I remember seeing
you. Well, I was tired and sick.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fair enough. You can't, you know, keep up with the what's going ons all the time, you know. I fell asleep in the John Prine show, if it makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
I couldn't help it. I was present. I was there. I wasn't bored. Mm-hmm. Just my eyes were doing, you know, seeing the nod. And
yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Corb show was great, but those guys all came down to the Times after we all did a bunch of jamming and picking. And I stayed on mandolin all night, which is fun for me because I'm not that hot of a mandolin player. So that was pretty fun. And I got to hang out with Corb a little bit more than I ever did before. Like, I got to chum out with him a bit. And he's such a cool cat, so that was really fun. Mm. He's a super cool guy. Once he gets his you know, his collar and his scarf off,
yeah.
It's cool to see him hang out in just a t-shirt and jeans, you know.
Take the uniform off.
Yeah. I know, I'm just Corby. Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yeah.
And then Fred Eaglesmith played just a couple days later.
Yeah, it's been a busy couple of weeks.
Really, I mean, if I'm ever going to pick a time to be home, this was a good one. I've seen some great music lately. And I managed to grab Luke Stackhouse and Willie P. Bennett, who are both obviously in Fred's band, drag him down to the Times Change with Andrew Neville. We grabbed them and took them out for the night, and we went and saw the D-Rangers do their Rearrangers.
Oh, yes.
They all switch it up, and Aaron plays bass and Twisty plays drums. And so that was, you know, just an awesome night, too. So, yeah, last week was great.
Huh.
It was a fun week.
Yeah. Well, it continues Friday night at the West End Cultural Center.
Good segue.
And we actually have a copy of this CD to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Rami was kind enough to bring one in for one of you lucky folks out there. We'll think of something. We'll come up with some kind of skill testing question or something. But I think we're going to hear another live song from this duo here.
Do you want to... I'm just going to have a conversation with Dan.
Sure.
Do you want to do 8 more days, but kind of like the bluegrassy way, so we don't have to... Just like sort of the full...
Yeah, why not?
We're going to try 8 more days, which is... The first song on the album, but we're going to do it acoustically and a little more strummy. Just so you know.
Strummy?
Yeah. Strummy means strumming a lot.
Oh.
Strummy. It's a word I made up that
strummy.
I'm going to put in the dictionary. So, okay.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, it goes to Wikipedia.
tasty, very tasty.
I was holding on for dear life there, buddy.
Strummy.
Yeah, I didn't even go for the strummy, which was funny about it. I think I was planning to, and then I didn't know what the hell was going on. So we just went for it, you know, whatever happened.
Wow.
That wasn't strummy.
At all.
No.
No, you got it. Whatever you were going for, you got it.
Well, we did it. There you go. You heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Reed says we got it.
Rami Mays in Dan Walsh, folks. And you can see him this Friday at the West End Cultural Center when Sweet Something Steady gets its official hometown release.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And we got one. We got a copy of this.
What should we do to give it away? Something exciting.
Something exciting.
Well, I was just telling you, Stu, that when I was on CBC just before, I mean, for lack of originality. Is that a word, originality?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And a ZZ Top of Trio. These are the two questions of the day. Okay.
name ZZ Top's drummer, yes. And you win a copy of Rami Mays' new CD.
Well, no, but it's, you know, I don't even bloody know if they're a trio. Apparently, I can't be. Anyway, I'm with you. Okay. What we did was we just said it was a word. Margot from CBC had come up with the idea to if you could describe Rami Mays' song sound in a word, and she would, you know, decide, like, between five.
Okay.
But I don't know if you can do that because you keep them all on hold and then I could decide.
Oh, we don't have that many buttons here. We've only got two buttons.
Well, okay, we can take two colors.
This is college radio.
okay, well, I don't know. Then that one's not going to work.
Well, how about a trivia quiz?
Okay.
How about if you can name one of Rami's least favorite classic rock bands?
Okay, least favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I totally have one. If you nail it, you get it. Like, I know what it is already.
All right, if you can...
There's two choices, pretty much, right? I don't really...
Well, yeah, if that's what I was thinking, but...
Like, what do you mean? Like, people cheat? What?
Well, it's sort of a hint, you know, the first album is a clue.
Giving it away already.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't going to be it in my mind, but now you have.
No, well, okay. Well, that means it's more chances to win.
I thought we were just going for, like, a complete, like... Yeah, that's a good trivia question. All right, so, yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's it. If you can pick Rami's least favorite classic rock band, call us now, 774-6877, and you might win a copy of her brand new record.
That's tricky, you know.
It might be. It might scare people away. There's somebody going to try.
Can I put the headphones on?
Is
it going to work?
Yeah, you know, if I knew how to do this,
okay,
let's see. I might be able to figure it out.
Student, go
hang
to school
on, first. Caller. No, see, I don't get paid for doing this.
Okay, we'll play Stu learning music. Stu's learning how to press the button.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Stu, it's Mike. Is it Foreigner?
Is it Foreigner? Mike is asking, is it Foreigner?
Is it Foreigner? No, but that's in the ballpark. I don't like Foreigner either, man. Good call.
Okay, well, we'll write that down, Mike. You're on our list. We'll see if we can find somebody she hates even more. We're gonna have to give it to somebody else. But you're in the running for the CD, Mike.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I figure if like a few people call in and like that was the closest.
Yeah.
He hung up, though.
We know Mike. I know Mike.
Oh, who is it? Mike who?
Mike Furnish.
I don't know who that is.
No, he's the host. He's one of three hosts of The Tonic. You can hear Monday here on this here station.
Oh, so that's like, you know, there's like, that's like nepotism. You can't really do that.
Well,
he's got like speed dial on his phone.
Is it Foreigner?
Is it Foreigner? Okay.
And Mike's a big Foreigner fan, from what I know. Oh, and I had the thing on, so if you tried calling and got a busy single... Well,
it's
call back
Stu
now.
Stu really sucks at his job. Stu had the phone off the hook, and we're waiting for
caller. Oh, there we go. There's caller number two. Let's see. Let's see who this fine folk picks. Hello, caller.
Hello there.
Hi. Who do you pick as Rami's least favorite classic rock artist?
I'm picking Street Heart.
Ooh. I bloody hate Street Heart too. Good call, buddy. that's not the one we're kind of had in mind right now. There's a clue. It's something that I stated clearly in 2005. Is that a good clue?
Yeah, that's a pretty good clue.
Okay.
All right, but we'll keep Street Heart in mind. You're in the running.
Street Heart and Foreigner, these are good picks. They're good calls.
Street Heart is an awesome band.
Oh, you like Street Heart? Yeah. Well, okay, apparently you and Dan are going to be friends. So.
Oh, what's your name?
Darren.
Darren, okay. Darren, we're keeping track of everybody here. Darren is Street Heart. And Mike
was Foreigner.
Is Foreigner, yeah.
Do you want to have, you know what? I like Darren. Can you have a second chance?
Sure.
Is that allowed?
Sure, you can have a second
Darren,
shot.
Darren, you get a second chance.
Okay, you're going to have to give me another hint, though.
Shoot. I don't think I can. I don't think that's fair because I'm giving you a second chance already.
Is it a Canadian band?
Well, you know what? Here's my clue. I stated it clearly in 2005.
No, I'm sorry. You're going to have to...
Well, see, you're just not a big enough fan. Okay,
see, so there you go.
I guess I don't deserve it.
No, that's all right. Hang tight, buddy. Just in case you never...
All right, thanks for the call, though.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
You have to hang up the phone, Stu.
No, actually, you don't. No,
oh, okay.
You have to click off this machine up here. That's the trick. So the phone lines are open, folks.
Oh my God, we don't have a third. Okay, that's too hard. The question's too hard.
That might be the thing. We're being too esoteric here. It scares people.
Okay,
stuff
so
like this scares people.
I feel bad because now Darren and Mike, you know, they both.
Oh no! We'll get a hold of them. They can call back if we pick.
We should give like Darren and Mike something. They get like a free T-shirt or something.
Hey.
Okay, Darren and Mike both get a free T-shirt, and we'll start new. We'll start a new question.
Okay.
Okay, because that's the way to go, I think.
Because
now who's supplying the T-shirts?
Well, I have the T-shirts at the.
Oh, do you?
I could bring them down, or they could come to the CD release. Show. And
there you go.
And it. Well, if I, you know, I don't know how I'm going to prove that they're actually Darren and some girl's going to walk up to me. Hi, my name's Darren, and I said Foreigner, and okay, so what are we going to do? We'll just take a, let's just take a caller.
Okay.
Like the third caller.
All right. Well, and Darren and Mike are eligible, too.
Okay, Darren and Mike are eligible.
All right. Okay, 774-6877.
Yeah, we'll play call-in music. Here we go.
Caller number...
This is in the way. Here we go. This is chaotic.
Out of control.
All right.
All right, we have somebody here.
Who is it?
It's Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Did I win?
No.
Oh. I did so.
Hey, Steve, you're swell, though. Hey, just for fun.
Okay.
What would be your pick if you were to choose, like, my least favorite classic rock band?
Oh, boy.
And do you know anything about my music? Have you ever heard any of my music?
Only... From listening to the Twang Trust, actually.
Okay, well, Stu's probably
played
it before.
I've played this song in question numerous times.
It's in a song that I had last year.
Oh, man. This is killer.
Do.
I know.
Okay, so just take a stab.
Okay, Journey.
Oh, you're close. These things are getting... These are good... He said Journey.
Journey.
Yeah. Journey's pretty close to one of them, yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what? You're swell.
Oh, well, hey, I tried.
You're going to come on Friday, though, right, to the show?
I'll try that, too.
Well, see, if you had said yes for sure, you would have won right there. Yeah. You're so fired. See ya.
Okay. All right, it's still... Okay, we got another caller already. Holy moly, let's see. Oh, and they hung up.
That's because I've been giving everybody the third degree. They're getting scared.
They're getting real scared. Oh, my goodness.
Here's the call-in music.
Oh, there we go. Okay. There we go. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Who do we have here?
My name is George. Yeah, George.
George.
Oh, what's your real name?
Uh-oh.
My name is George.
Okay, your name is George.
Yeah, and
what do you really want me to call you?
I just want this bit to end. No offense.
Totally.
So I'm going to guess Styx and BTO.
Okay, Styx is the right answer,
buddy. All right.
You know what? I think the segment was due to end. Thank you.
And there's only like 11 minutes left in the show, so it really needed a nail
so
in the coffin.
Again? Oh, yeah, your name is supposedly George.
It's George.
My name is George. That's right.
It's probably like one of my best friends pretending to... Are you one of my best friends?
I could be after tonight. I don't know.
Okay, well, call me.
If you've heard her record, you know she's desperate. So.
Oh, that song desperately isn't about me, for the record. It's about the idea of being desperate.
That's what artists always say.
Yeah.
That's what Springsteen said after Tunnel of Love. He says, oh, no, those songs aren't anything about me. And then 3 months later, he's divorced. So.
Right, fair enough.
Trust the art, not the artist.
Okay, so George...
Yeah,
you win a CD, yeah. George.
George.
Yeah,
that's right. Which CD is it? Is it one that I already have?
No, it's the brand new one.
Yes, we already have that one.
So. Okay, well, then you win a T-shirt.
Okay.
Okay, then you win... I don't know. I don't think I have a...
Like, a date with Rami?
Like, yeah. You won't even tell me his real name. It's a bad start to a relationship.
I think you should give the prize to Mike Furness. He deserves it more than me.
Okay, so you just wanted the segment to end, so you're not a fan at all. You don't even like... Well, you're like, you're mad.
I'm a huge
angry.
Fan.
Are you coming on Friday to the show?
Yes.
You're probably not, are you? You don't even know your real name.
I am.
Oh, you better come to the show on Friday. You come up to me and introduce yourself as George. Let's see what happens.
Thanks for calling, George.
And we've got See You Music.
Yeah. And there we have it. That's the end of the...
That was the craziest
crazy phone
show ever.
Segment of the Twang Trust.
You think that his real name was George?
I'm pretty sure I know who it was.
Oh, yeah? Do you want to give it away?
Be well, you were on his radio show last week.
Oh, was that Jeff?
It was Jeff.
What a turd. Jeff, you're a turd. You can hear me. I know you can. And he doesn't want the album because
He's got it. He bought me one.
On Friday. So, okay, I feel better. So from now on, Jeff's name is George. That's all there is
to it. There you go. Tune in to George's show this Sunday. Tell the band to go home on UMFM. George plays the best in singer-songwriter music.
And he's holding a contest of all the things you can call him, bad names and all. So you just call on in and you just say anything you want to him. He'll totally dig it.
Well, look at that. 10 minutes left in the show. Can we get one more live out of you?
You can. And it's going to be Sweet Something Steady, which is the title track of the album. And, and we're going to be playing that on Friday, October 6th at the West End Cultural Center. What happens, Stu, whenever I hang out with you? I get just whacked out. Like, did you dose me with something?
It's the air in here. I have something special piped in. So.
I think I'm starting to lose it. Are you ready to lose it with me over here on this song? I don't know. I'm losing it here.
Yeah.
Do you know any sticks?
You know, okay, never mind. I was going to, all right, we're moving on. You know Gowan, hey? Like, now he's the singer of Styx.
That's right,
okay,
yeah.
So a really little quick story, is Chris Sable and I, when we were younger, he's the guitar player, right, Derangers, we opened for Gowan at the Westin Cultural Center.
Get out.
No, for real. And the best part about it, though, was, first of all, at soundcheck, the whole stage is set as, like, a white sheet on top of, like, and a candelabra, like, on top of, like, it's completely the cheesiest set you've ever seen in your life. And in soundcheck, I'm crossing his path in the stairwell in the back, you know, to get downstairs, and he stops. He's like, hi. And I was like, how's it going? He's like, I'm Lawrence. And Lawrence puts up, at that point, no one had known him as Lawrence at all. And I just, like, full on... like one of those in his face, and I was like, no, you're not, you're Gowan. And that was it. Like, he tried to hit on me. Lawrence Gowan tried to hit on me. And then Chris and I had to open on stage with like candelabras and white sheets. And his first song that he did when he started, it was his first solo tour, right? First song he does, he's got like a synthesized keyboard up, you know, hits the first note. The full band kicks in. Doo, doo, you're a strange animal. Doo, doo. Full band, like on the synthesizer. I said, that's it. Went down, drank all his beer. That was it. So Styx and Gowan have I have a kinship to both now.
It should have been Styx and Gowan on the album.
Yeah, it just didn't have the same flow.
No, it doesn't have a flow, no. Well, but you know, in your heart, folks, in her heart, it was Styx and Gowan.
Yeah, in my heart it was. For sure. All right, let's do this. Sorry, Stu. We also went to Viva right before we came here, and we both had a Vietnamese coffee, and I said it might be a bad idea, and I might be on, like, high-strung mode. Okay. So I think you're getting me on Vietnamese coffee, too, buddy.
Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then remind me someday to tell you about the time I was in an elevator with Aldo Nova.
Oh, yeah? How'd that treat you?
Oh, it was a blast.
Sounds hot. Lordy. Well, I love you, Stu. Thanks. Okay, here's the tune, Sweet Something Steady.
Don't want no fancy diamonds. I don't want your mother's pearls. Don't want you to tell me that I'm your only girl. Just want a man. Come on by, pick me up and take me for a ride. Why can't you be my sweet, some steady on the side? dinner, I don't need to impress. Don't need to walk the aisle, I don't need a fancy dress. I don't need to hear you love me while you look deeply in my eyes. Why can't you be my sweet some steady on the side? Please don't tell me your middle name. Don't tell me where you went to school. Don't come running to me in the rain. Gonna wind up somebody's fool. Don't call me in the daytime and ask about my day. Don't be sitting on my doorstep when you know that I'm away. Hear my body calling. You won't be denied. Why can't you be my sweet some steady on the side? Well now, why can't you be my sweet some steady on the side? You think so yet?
No.
Here you go. Steady on the side. Well now, why can't you be my sweet some steady on the side?
Yeah! Title track to Rami May's brand new record, which gets the official release Friday night at the West End Cultural Center. Thanks so much
for
coming
down. Thank you so much, Stu.
And Dan, thank you. It was a major treat.
That was pretty fun. That
major
was
treat.
A good one.
Indeed.
Yeah. Well, really looking forward to this Friday. Yep, for sure.
Yes, yes.
Come on
many
out.
Of us are indeed. And any big Thanksgiving plans?
To rest.
You're going to have to, I think, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like you were talking about Thursday night, Adrian Sal is playing at the Times.
Yeah.
And after rehearsal, I'm going to just try and have one quick beer before I go to bed because Friday I don't want to be in rough shape. Friday, and then Saturday is Shyler Jansen, a really good friend of mine from Edmonton, who now lives in Saskatoon, from Old Reliable.
Yeah.
Awesome. And he's playing with the Derangers, so that's a good Thanksgiving plan for music lovers. For
absolutely.
The yeah.
Well, we're going to go out, just for fun, we're going to have we were talking about Mary Gaucher a little earlier. She's the reason that Gerf Morlocks won't be in town Friday night, but we have a Mary Gaucher Thanksgiving song.
Cool.
So I figured we had to play that. And here it is. It's called, let's hope this doesn't happen. Thanksgiving at the prison. And thanks so much again,
Ronnie.
Right on. We'll see you Friday.
You bet.
We stood in the long line, waiting for the door to be unlocked. Out in the cold wind, round the razor wire fenced in cell block, young mamas with babies, sisters and other kinds of kin, at Tallulah State Prison on Thanksgiving Day, waiting to get in. You gotta get here early. It don't matter how many miles you drove. You're gonna wait for hours, 'cause jailers always move slow. They run names, check numbers, they don't smile. Grammy and me in line, silently waiting, single file. It's Thanksgiving at the prison, surrounded by family. Road weary pilgrims, we show up. Like love ain't ever easy. Looks like love ain't ever free. My Grammy looks so old now. Her hair is soft and white like the snow. And her hands tremble when they frisk her from her head down to her toes. They make her take her winter coat off. Then they frisk her again. When they're done, she wipes their touch off her dress.